Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Let me address something. I've kind of stayed away from some of this, but, man, it's built up so badly the last couple of days. And there's a saying, and it is so true, that you don't know what somebody else is going through unless you're walking in their shoes. You've all heard that saying, right? And you cannot relate with anybody that is Jewish if you're not Jewish and you've never dealt with anti-Semitism. If you're not gay, you don't know what it's like, how people look at you differently, how they treat you differently, because you're not gay. And if you're not black, then you don't know what driving while black is. You have no idea. You don't know what it's like that people look at you and they're intimidated or afraid. And you've never met them. You've never said anything. They're just looking at you. They're just crossing the street. And they're avoiding you. They're afraid of you. No, nobody knows what it's like because you've never been black in a car and stopped by a cop. And the beauty of technology is that, well, it's beautiful and it's really ugly. Because unfortunately, it's beautiful that we get to catch people and we get to see them for what they are and we get to expose what's been going on in our society for ever. And because 20, 40, 100 years ago, there was no video and it was he said, she said. And so you really didn't ever get a feeling for anything. And if you had a bias, you already made your decision on what happened. And you assumed what happened. First of all, we've got the George Floyd situation where the four officers now have been fired, which, again, in Minnesota, that was murder, what happened there to George Floyd. That was not police brutality. That was murder. So I'm hoping that charges are brought up, specifically with the officer with his knee on the throat. That guy needs to be charged with murder. That guy needs to be charged with a crime. That guy needs to be found guilty. That guy needs to serve serious jail time. Okay? But again, the video is the sad part that we have to watch it. It's the fantastic part that we get to expose it. Because when you're watching that video and you're hearing that man say, "I can't breathe," over and over again, and people are telling that officer, and you're in control of the situation, just like the other gentleman that was shot too, a year ago, year and a half ago, by the two cops that were clearly, they had him pinned down. He wasn't going anywhere. This gentleman was pinned down too. He wasn't going anywhere. And there are other officers there. You can hold them in place without putting a knee in their neck and stopping them from breathing, which again, of course, you killed the man. You killed the man. That was murder. That wasn't an accident. That was murder. And I hope that that's how they treat these guys from here on out. Now, we had a couple of other video situations. First of all, we talked a little bit about it. The white woman, Amy Looper, who works for Franklin Templeton. And let's play the sound, first of all, of Amy and Christian Cooper, who was in Central Park bird watching, when he sees Amy and her Cocker Spaniel, and in that part of the park, you have to have the dog under leash. So he was addressing her and saying, hey, your dog has to be under a leash, which, you know, listen, you never know. You might get bitten by any dog. You know what I'm saying? Right, Bill? Anyway, so Amy sees Christian filming her, and she loses her cool about all of this because he apparently was trying to give the dog snacks to, you know, to kind of, you know, because owners hate that. So maybe that would force her to like put him on a leash. And so she's dragging this dog, by the way. She's mistreating the hell out of this dog. And now she addresses Christian Cooper, the black man that is in Central Park.
Stop. Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking a picture calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park, he is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
So first of all, the fact that she uses the color of the man, because she could just say, I'm being threatened by a man. But the fact that she brings up the color already shows where her heart and her hate is. Okay? And Amy Lee, by the way, she put out a... I'm tired of reading these racist apologies. You know, the only thing they're ever ashamed of or apologized for is that they got caught. That's all it is. And thank the Lord that Christian Cooper filmed every bit of this thing. Because, remember, if there's only audio, and oh, I'm being threatened by a black man, guess what happens? She was using that as a weapon. Oh, I'm going to call the cops and tell them a black man is threatening me. So she was already threatening Christian Cooper with his color, using it against him because she assumes already that, hey, you know, black people aren't going to be given a fair shake. You know that, right, Christian? So I'm going to call the cops on you because you know how black people get treated by the cops. She's already using the cops as a weapon against a guy that is not threatening her. It shows you what she is right from Jump Street. It shows you what she's all about in that moment there. And so she's threatening him. And then you hear the hysteria at the end of that phone call, like if she's physically being assaulted. Imagine if there was only audio. All the racist people just hear that audio clip, dude, and they're frying that guy. They want him in jail forever, and how can he be on top of her and assaulting her and her poor dog and this and that? And you would have, if there was no video, you would have never seen her mistreating her dog, acting like a racist freaking bitch that she is, like maniacal. I mean, Franklin Templeton. This is like a manager at Franklin Templeton. This is somebody with authority at that place. First they suspended her, and then they fired her. And the place where she adopted this Cocker Spaniel, they took the dog away also, which was, thank the Lord.
I was going to say, looking at the film, the dog's not a very big fan of hers.
No, I mean, the dog, it's...
He's trying to do everything to snap from the leash and get away.
Yeah. Anybody, by the way, if you're watching over there in New York, if that Cocker Spaniel needs a home, I'll adopt it. So bring it down. Okay? If that dog service needs it, come on down. I will adopt that dog in a heartbeat, and we will give it a loving home here in the Alzigary home. Like, that'll be our fifth dog. Okay? She can't take care of one. We'll happily take care of five and take care of it. Okay? Because I can't stand watching, you know, that abuse.
So right now you got plenty of food for it.
Yeah, but definitely. Definitely. I mean, that bitch, man, I tell you, that was disgusting. But this is why we have to understand other people, okay? When it's a woman dealing with sexism, that she deals with it all the freaking time, we have to understand people. Now, I know we can't trust everybody, okay? So we understand that there are gold diggers and there's Jussie Smollett. And there's all kinds of things that just, you know what I'm saying? I know that there are people that are not doing the right things out there, and they expose people the wrong way, like Jussie Smollett, like this lady, like gold diggers. I get all of that, okay? So we can't trust her. But we have to have more understanding of everybody, man. Because everybody goes through some kind of bias. You might be fat and you deal with a bias. Okay? You might be ugly and you deal with a bias. You might be too tall and you deal with a bias. Believe it or not, you don't realize it. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of people that have to deal with all kinds of biases in this world, because unfortunately we have way too many people that are not willing to treat everybody equally and look at everybody equally and treat them for what they are, human beings. I got to say one thing that stood out to me in the Christian Cooper video, and you guys can watch it for yourself. Christian Cooper, my man. You are awesome, dude. That guy's 57 years old. Did anybody watch that? If you watch the video, Christian Cooper, my man, you look like you're 40, bro. You look like you're 35, maybe. Props to you, dude. Wow. Holy crap. I should have picked up bird watching as a hobby. Is that keep you young? Holy moly. That dude, like, he looks great, man. That was the one thing I saw in that video that was the positive out of it. One, Christian Cooper was really smart to film, okay? So we can set up this racist-ass bitch who, by the way, lost her job. Thank the Lord, okay? And here's the other thing for you racist idiots out there, or for, like, animals like the Ripley woman that are... I just want all you idiots out there, you know that there's cameras everywhere? Do you understand that? Do you understand that your cell phone gets pinged everywhere you go? From one tower to another? You know that there's street cameras everywhere? There's house cameras now everywhere? Businesses have cameras? Do you realize that they're going to catch you doing whatever it is you're doing? I mean, you've got to literally be in the desert for nobody to film you. Okay, like in the desert where there are no cell towers, no nothing, and maybe you can get away with something there. And having said all that, NASA may have a satellite up there that may actually just zoom down and catch your ass too. I just want to tell the, you know, just evil people out there, just want you to know that there's video and digital imprints of anything and everything you do.
Don't clue them in. Oh, we want them outed.
I mean, it's like... Like, that woman is drowning her kid, and it's like, do you think there's not cameras watching you do all of this? And eventually all the cameras came out, because then all you got to do is trace the steps. And then that house camera, that light camera, this camera. Eventually, it's just... It's
nice little puzzle that gets put together piece by piece.
Right. You know? And there you are acting like a racist bitch. And here's this guy filming you, and you could tell that she was so comfortable in her racist ways that she's being filmed and she thinks it's normal. That's the amazing part. Then we go from that problem in New York City to Minneapolis, and we have a couple of young black guys who own a business and are tenants in a building, or apparently a building that has a gym. And so they're there in the gym working out, and there's this old white guy that, well, I guess he doesn't like working out in the same gym with black guys, right? So he was bothered by the black guys in the gym. Let's play the racist white dude.
What'd you say we can't do?
I'm Tom Austin. I'm a tenant in the building.
I'm
Are you?
We're all tenants in this building.
What office?
Don't worry about that.
What office?
So we have an office here, and this guy came accusing us we can't be here.
What office are you in?
Don't worry about that. We don't have to tell you anything.
I'm calling 911 now.
Go ahead.
There you go. And again, because they're black. So the white guy sees a couple of black guys. Are they supposed to be here? Black guys can't afford to be in this building. Are you a tenant here? Yeah, we're tenants here. And then what? Oh, you're the cops? We're supposed to show you that we're tenants? The hell out of here. Again, this is the kind of stuff, it's beautiful that it's all caught on video. Because this exists, a lot of it. Oh, and sadly, in today's environment, yeah, it comes out a lot more. Okay? And listen, maybe that might be a good thing about how the environment has turned out lately. Because now these people are racist and openly stupid, and this allows us to record them, expose it, and educate people. That's all. Because, you know, Amy Lee's sitting there going, oh, I feel terrible how I acted. No, you don't. You don't feel terrible. You feel terrible that they caught you. That's all it is. And you can't believe that America is pissed at you now because they saw you on video and how disgusting you acted and how you actually tried to inflame a situation that needed nothing whatsoever because you were the only one that was wrong here. You were the only one that was acting like a disgusting human being. And I use human being very loosely with Amy Lee, okay? Because the way she was treating that dog.
You know what I want to see?
A break?
I want to see, besides that, the New York City Police Department arrest her for making a false 911 call and trying to file a false police report.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she filed a false police report, but maybe the other thing.
Well,
I don't know.
The cops come out. If they get involved and it's for nothing, you can be charged.
It's disgusting what she did. Seriously. Absolutely disgusting what she did.
Now, it's up to you because we're only 17 minutes away from just, another hour, continuous, nonstop, no breaks.
Miami Kid J says, Big O, these people have been enabled from the top. That's why they think and get away with this. Exactly. And that's why we'll keep recording them and we'll keep exposing these kind of people. And then hopefully we could get to a world where we actually act like decent human beings with each other. Chris De La Cruz says, I really can't stand people like this bitch. Tommy Italian 305 says pure bitch. Matthew Walker says, I hope all these cops that killed George Floyd get the death penalty. They deserve it. They killed that guy. They killed George Floyd. That's murder, bro. Murder. I bet her dog thinks about running away every day. I just want to save that dog, man. And I'm glad that the service went and got that dog. I felt terrible for that dog, man. Wow. Sunday PM showers at SBI were fun, a more gentle version of Earl's Hideaway with a better view. Okay. NorCal says, if there was a God watching over us, women like that one in the park would be gone from this earth. Yeah, she's an evil bitch. Big O, some of these people get enabled from the top. Alexa, I love doggies. I couldn't adopt 40. Oh, I could adopt 40. Yeah, me too. Me too, Alexa. I could adopt 40. I mean, my wife already was like, you know, when we pushed it to 4, she was like, eh, you know. But anyway, I love it that it would be nice that a breed of dog, I have one here. Yeah, they are great breeds. You're right about that. Let's see. Lots of people like that out there, Big O. Unfortunately, you're right, my friend. Big O, the pooch can be part of the crew. Yeah, man, definitely. I got to bring up Flash. I haven't brought up Flash. Maiden I can't bring up because Maiden is too big. She's too out of control. She'll get crazy in here. Glad her ass got fired. How come nobody's talking about the other cops that allowed that crap to happen? Well, all 4 of them, bro, charge. They need to be charged. Well, they were all 4 fired, Tommy. So that's the good thing. They did fire all 4 of them. Big old racism needs to be eradicated completely, but let's not think that the black race isn't racist towards white people. Sucks both ways. Well, there's racism in every way, shape, and form, bro. Of course. But, William, think about it. If you're black and you're constantly, for hundreds of years, you know, being, you know, mistreated by the white guy, what do you expect? You know, so yeah, of course, there's some racism in every level and in every color and in every religion and, you know, all of that. I mean, listen, William, you're not Latin, but just ask Latin people. There is bias amongst Latin people from one Latin culture to another that they dislike. Okay? So yeah, there's bias everywhere. But again, it's understandable why sometimes you get that reaction from the black community. If you've been mistreated like this for that long, and luckily, again, for audio and video purposes, we're now seeing things that have been happening for 100 years. That phone call from that lady at Central Park, that phone call has happened. And innocent black guys have gone to jail because of that phone call. Because there was no video that tied to it. So if there's only a hysterical white woman, the black guy is screwed. You know that, and I know that. So don't be surprised when, you know, when the black community is not happy with the white community. You know, there's a reason. Thank you for the discussion about race and identity. Too bad it's technology giving us some justice rather than people caring for others. I hope they get thrown under the jail. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But this allows us to expose it, to educate, so then people can actually start to do the right things. Here's where, you know, I can pick on millennials and Generation Zs a lot. For a lot of things, I can pick on them. I was having, you know, fun with them the other day on the soft approach that we have to take with millennials and Generation Zs nowadays. But I'll give you something that I believe millennials and Generation Zs have over all of us, prior generations. They are actually more accepting of each other. Okay? So they're more...
That's true. That is true.
I know it's true. It's 1,000% true. They're more accepting of colors, of sexes, of religion, of sexual preferences. They are less at looking at you for your nationality, for your sex, for your sexual orientation. They try not to put labels on you. That is actually something really good that young people have going on. That I will give them a lot of credit for, that they have over us. Okay? So, the progress is being made. Let's not make it sound like while we still have the Amy Lees of the world, okay, we have the stinking racists of the world. All right? Let's just, obviously. But we're still idolizing Michael Jordan and Beyonce can have success and Jay-Z can be dominant and Obama can get elected. So let's not make it sound like we aren't making some progress. We are making some progress. You know what I mean? Because there are some of us that did vote for a black president. You know what I mean? So the country can't be racist if it votes for a black president. Now, do we have racism in our country? Yes. Are they the majority? No. But they're the loud minority. That's the problem. Because train wrecks are loud. You know? There wasn't any talent really on the Jersey Shore. But somehow or another, Snooki and company got famous. Because it's a train wreck. That's just the way life is. You know? We gravitate to train wrecks. That's our thing. But we have made progress. So don't tell me that we haven't made progress, because I know we've made progress. And young people deserve a lot of credit. Millennials and Generation Zs deserve a lot of credit for that progress, because they are changing the way people are thinking. But again, this takes decades to turn over, you know, because the old geese, that geezer that's easily late 50s, 60s, okay? And for a 50s geezer to say that, yeah, you know, I can say geezer to one geezer. That old 50s, 60s geezer in the that's old thinking, man. But that old thinking has to die out. And we have to get to the point where the millennials and Generation Zs are 60s and 70s years old. And then all the people behind them will obviously, it'll be a completely different world then. You know what I'm saying? Because minorities, women, gays, blacks, whatever, they're all going to have better opportunities down the line because these younger generations are more accepting. So we are making progress. Okay? So in this ugly discussion, because we have ugly people in a Minneapolis gym, cops in Minnesota, and a disgusting white woman in Central Park, that they are not our majority. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I refuse to give them any kind of pleasure or anyone else to say they represent a majority of America. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.